This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. COVID-19 cases continue to surge in states across the U.S., from Florida in the southeast through the southwest, including Arizona and Texas, and into the western state of California. The governor of Texas is halting its phased economic reopening as COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations rise. The proportion of Texans testing positive for the virus has risen to 10%, one of the few states in the country with a double-digit positivity rate. Meanwhile, visitors from Texas and other states seeing more cases will have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they want to travel to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Governors of the northeastern neighboring states made the announcement Wednesday in order to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. The tri-state quarantine mandate was issued the same day the U.S. reported more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections. That is the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. The United States leads the world in both total number of infections and deaths, with more than 2.3 million cases and nearly 122,000 deaths as of early Thursday. That, according to Johns Hopkins University. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for COVID-19, with the regional death toll surpassing 100,000. Senegalese President Macky Sall will self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying the move is a precaution on the advice of doctors, and the president did test negative for the virus. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of U.S. workers claiming unemployment compensation declined last week. Nearly 1.5 million laid-off U.S. workers filed for unemployment. The 14th straight week, the figure had dipped. But the figure was down only slightly from just above 1.5 million each of the last 2 weeks, all unusually big figures for the world's largest economy. Thousands of U.S. businesses have reopened after the shutdowns mandated 3 months ago by the coronavirus pandemic, but many are still laying off workers. Democratic Republic of Congo announced Thursday the Ebola outbreak has come to an end. The outbreak, which began in August 2018, was the second most deadly Ebola outbreak in history. 2,200 people died. The announcement from the health minister came as the large Central African country continues to grapple with the world's largest measles epidemic, the threat of more coronavirus cases, and a recent Ebola outbreak in the north. The Eiffel Tower, one of France's most iconic landmarks, reopened for the first time on Thursday. The opening coming after it was forced to close its doors for months due to the coronavirus. France was hit badly by the virus, recording nearly 30,000 deaths and more than 161,000 confirmed cases, as President Emmanuel Macron faced heavy criticism regarding his government's management of the outbreak. Reinstating access to the famed site is yet another sign of Europe's slow recovery as the continent struggles to balance restarting the economy with public safety concerns. France will also extend financial aid measures through to September to help the sports industry deal with the hit to business from the coronavirus. That according to the sports ministry on Thursday. The sports ministry said the French government had so far given about $3.1 billion in financial aid to the sports sector over the past 3 months. Japan's defense minister Taro Kono said Thursday the country will not deploy the U.S.-made land-based Aegis Ashore missile defense system. It was intended to protect Japan from North Korean threats. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said Thursday his chief of staff and the Mexican ministers for the economy and foreign affairs will join him on his upcoming visit to Washington, D.C. to meet with President Trump. López Obrador said Wednesday he would likely meet with his American counterpart in early July to mark the start of a new North American trade deal. The death toll from a powerful earthquake that hit southern Mexico on Tuesday has risen to 10 people, according to authorities. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.